Hallelujah, wonderful Lord. 爱的敬拜都要归给你，哦，因为你成就了一切的救恩，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主，我们要向神欢呼，圣经说，那知道向耶和华欢呼的名是有福的，因为他们是行走在他的面光中，赞美主。 向神欢呼，向神歌唱，哈利路亚！Oh, worship you in holiness。我们一起唱这个第四首，Number Four，Number Four，赞美主，然后唱到第三节可以坐下来哈。Yeah, let's sing the Number Four. Oh, worship the Lord。 Worship the Lord. For He is worthy. Amen. And He is in our midst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 好，一起来。 传圣洁美敬拜主，荣耀归于神子，our seats as we sing the last verse, the Santang, the San Tien. Jin Bai Ye Ho Hua, Wai Chin Jin Ni Ba, Maybe Brother Chi Chen can help translate into English. We have friends, old friends with ritual days, and we want to welcome them into our midst. They are going to hear a lot of Chinese speaking today. Usually they don't. 我们也要欢迎 从 Houston 来的 弟兄姐妹， 还有从 New Jersey 来的， 从加州来的， 我们都要欢迎， 很多的小朋友来到我们当中， 我们也要欢迎， 你来帮我们翻一翻好不好？ 就这一， I was just extending our welcome, warm welcome, to our other friends from New Jersey, from California, and also a good number from Houston. Several families from Houston. All together, I believe there are like 17 people, but 10 of them are children. We welcome both adults and children as well into our midst. God see it too. Thank me to Jesus. Hallelujah. 一起，我们大家一起在这里敬拜主，不分种族文化是何等的美。将来有一天，我们到了天上去啊，哦哟，更多。 不同国家文化的人都在那敬拜主，赞美主。你到前面来，哎，好，你在那里也可以。All right，我们现在来看那个约翰福音哈第六章，约翰福音第六章，赞美主。我们。 今天唱的诗歌啊，要注意。第一首啊，就是《谦卑的基督》。 显明的基督。
Christ,
然后接着我们就唱你第二首是新歌。显明的基督就是新约的基督。旧约的基督是隐藏的。新约的基督是显明的。旧约的基督是在显在外面的。
And in the Old Testament, he was revealed only outwardly or manifested outwardly.
新约的基督是显在我们里面的。
But in the New Testament, he revealed himself from within us.
所以我们唱的那个新歌呢，是新约的时代。
So when we sang that song, new song, we are in the New Testament tonight.
而且呢，耶稣就是我们的新歌。
And Jesus himself is our new song.
耶稣就是我们的诗歌。
He is our song.
所以我们在这里唱的哈，是显明的基督。
So we are singing about this unveiled Christ.
约翰福音第六章，我们一起来读。讲到这个薄饼的意义。
We want to talk about the meaning of breaking of bread. So John 6.
这个薄饼哈，虽然是基督教里头好像不可缺少的一个聚会。
In among Christendom, breaking of bread is one meeting which is in the.
比如还有那个受水洗也是不可缺少的。但是呢，这不是外面的一个形式。
It's never meant to be just an outward ritual.
是有很深刻的属灵的意义。
But there's such a deep spiritual meaning.
这都是跟复活的主有关系。所以叫做新约就是我们要有一个新的观念来领受。
So when we talk about we are in the New Testament time, we need to have this new, renewed mind in order to understand or receive.
特别我们读到这个约翰福音的时候。
Especially when we study the book of John.
一开头哈，约翰就告诉我们哈，那个耶稣就是太初就有的道。
The very beginning of the book of John talk about in the beginning was the Word.
然后他就成为肉身。
And this Jesus became flesh. The Word became flesh.
而且他在肉身里面所讲的话。
And the words he spoke in his flesh,
都有属灵的意义。
It all carries spiritual meaning.
换一句话说，耶稣来哈，就是那个太初就有的那个生命之道。
And in other words, Jesus came as the word of life in the very beginning.
生命之道。
The word of life.
所以我们要知道哈，这个道。不是一个道理不是一个文字乃是生命。
So we must understand this word is not just merely written letters, but it's life.
所以耶稣所讲的话也不能够我们只用那个字句来领会。
So we cannot understand the word about Jesus just purely in our mind, our intellect.
乃是我们要用灵来领会。
But we must comprehend it in our spirit and with our spirit.
要在灵里面来领会。
Only in spirit we can understand.
因为耶稣说他讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because Jesus declared that the words that I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life.
我们如果用一般的这个文字字义来明白耶稣的话就不容易。
If we try to understand the word of Jesus by merely looking them as letters or literatures, then we won't grasp the true meaning.
他说：“我讲的话 就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus said again, the words that I spoke, they are spirit and life.
我们就是读第六章哈，我们读几节，可是我们要用这一种的心态呀、啊，来领会耶稣的话。
So with that mind, in spirit, let's read a few verses in chapter 6 of the book of John.
对啊，那个比如第六章哈，第。35节
Verse 35,
那里说耶稣说哈，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Verse 35, And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in meShall never thirst.
他这里首先就介绍他自己哈，他是生命的粮。
He introduced himself as the bread of life.
生命的粮。
The bread of life.
因为他是生命的主。
Because he's the Lord of life.
他也是生命之道的化身。
And he is the incarnated word of life.
所以他来就介绍自己是生命的粮。
So he introduced himself, presented himself as the bread of life.
换句话说，他来是叫我们得生命的。
In another word, he came so that we may have life.
他自己也说，我来了是叫人得生命。
He said that I come that they may have life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And have it more abundantly.
所以我们要来领受主的话，要知道。
So as we receive the word,
重要的是生命。
Most important thing is to
be in life.
It's never just the letters.
不是道理。
Not just the doctrine.
乃是生命。
But life.
一讲到生命的话，我们应该想到啊。我们的生命。
When we talk about life, we also need to think about our own life.
我们如果没有生命，我们什么都没有。
Without life, there's nothing.
我们也如果没有生命啊，我们今天不会坐在这里。
If we have no life, we won't be even sitting here.
那什么都不要，什么都谈不到了。
And not to mention.
所以耶稣来是叫我们的生命。
So Jesus came that we may have life.
好。他就是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
讲到粮的话呢，哦，他也是用人呐、啊、能够领会的话。
He also tried to use illustration that we can understand.
谁啊不需要粮食呢
？Who does not need to eat？
那个在英文里头啊，那个赚钱的、养活人的、养活生活的哈、哦，他用这个。争取面包的 breadwinner 争取面包的这个说法。
Some use breadwinner referring to we work in order to have food.
所谓这个他赚这个面包来呀、啊，就是叫我们活的意思。
To have bread means that sustain our lives.
耶稣他说到他是生命的粮嘛，意思叫我们活的意思。
So when Jesus says I'm the bread of life, he wants us to live.
那我们已经活了。
We are living.
我为什么还要再要
？But why? What more do we need?
可是我们现在活的这个生活是一个短暂的。
But we need to understand the life we're living.
我们现在的生命啊，是一个短暂的，是一个堕落的。
But at moment.It's just a short period of time. It's a fallen time, actually.
他来就是要给我们一个永远的生命。
But he came that we may have that life eternal.
是个有意义的生命。
It's a life full of meaning.
也是一个圣洁的生命。
And a life of holiness.
他来他要把这样的一个生命啊，要赐给我们。
He came to bestow such life into us.
好，我们再往下读第六章，51节
Let's turn to verse 51.
他说我是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人若吃这粮啊，就必定永远活着。我所要吃的粮啊，就是我的肉，为世人之生命啊所赐的。
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
第四十七节，他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，信我的人呢，有永生，有永远的生命。”
Most surely I say to you, he who believes in me has eternal life.
每一次耶稣讲到实实在在的时候，那个话哈，我们要好好去听，而且要相信。
Whenever Jesus used the phrase, verily, verily, or assuredly I say to you,
我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人呢，啊，有永生。
So here, most surely I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life.
五十一节呢，是告诉我们呢，他是从哪里来的。
Verse 51 taught us, where is he from?
耶稣这个人不是一个普通的人。
Jesus was not just merely man.
他就是太初就有的道。
He is the word that's from the very beginning.
而且这个道呢就成为肉身。
And the word became flesh.
这就是耶稣。
This is Jesus.
所以他不是一个普通的人。
He's not just an ordinary man.
如果用保罗的话啊，他是啊。神在肉身显现。
And in Paul's word, he is the God manifested in the flesh.
这个五十一节
，verse 51，
就说人如果吃这个粮，就必定永远的活着。
If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever.
这个必定永远活着，不但是现在我们在世上活的哈、啊，有意义，有内容。
Lives forever doesn't just mean that today in this earth we live a meaningful life.
活得很快乐。
Or live a joyous life.
不仅是在世上暂时的，到永远都是这样。
Not just temporary here, but that life is eternal. It lasts forever.
所以保罗说哈。神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见呢，也是人心未曾想到的。
So、Paul also said the eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, never has been entered into the heart of man what God has prepared to those who love him.
只是、啊、神借着圣灵、啊、显明了。
And they are revealed through the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣基督的显明
Revelation of Jesus Christ
乃是圣灵的工作
is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要认识基督乃是圣灵的工作
In order to know Jesus it must be from the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们要知道他是我们生命的粮啊，也必须在圣灵里面才能有这样的认识
And only by the help of the Holy Spirit can we truly understand what it means that he is the bread of life.
比如他说这里要讲到这个他的肉
Here talk about his flesh
哎，下面就是说我所赐的粮就是我的肉为世人之生命而所赐的
So here says my flesh which I shall give for the life of the world
那、哎说到这里呢，人就觉得很难懂了。
When Jesus said that, many found it difficult to understand.
所以下面就说这些犹太人呢，就在那里起争论说，这个人怎么可能把他的肉给我们吃呢
？So verse 52, the Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?"
然后五十三节呢，就说耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们。
And verse 53,
他讲的话都是很实在的，就我实实在在的告诉你们。
Most surely I say to you,
你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
吃我肉喝我血的人呢就有生命 在末日我要叫他复活。
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day.
55节说，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
我的肉哦，真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
My flesh is food indeed, my blood is drink indeed.
可是如果我们要用啊物质的观念，我们人的观念呢，来听这个话，非常不容易。
If you try to understand this through your intellect, it's very difficult.
这些犹太人啊、难怪就问说，这个人怎么可能把他的肉给我们吃呢？把他的血给我们喝呢？
So the Jews quarrel among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
可是耶稣所讲的话乃是灵，乃是生命，他不是讲一个物质的肉身。
Again, the word Jesus spoke is flesh, is spirit and life.It's not to be understood through our intellect.
物质的肉身。
Or the material, or the physical body.
所以呢，我们要用哈属灵的、属灵的的领会、属灵的的悟性来领会耶稣的话。
So we must understand these words through our spiritual understanding.
难怪呢，在到了第六十节的时候呢。那里就说他的门徒当中啊，有好些人听见了，就说这个话甚难呐、啊，谁能够听呢
？Hey, verse 60. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?"
然后63节哈、啊，耶稣就说，叫人活的乃是灵，肉体啊是无益的。
63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
只是你们中间呢有不信的人呢、嗯。
But there are some of you who do not believe.
所以耶稣在这他的解释，虽然他解释了，好像也不太容易能够明白。
Even Jesus tried to explain, but still not easily understood.
好、哦，他说，肉体是无益的，所以他不是讲他的肉，他肉身的肉。
The flesh profits nothing, so he was never referring to his.
叫人活的乃是灵。
It is the spirit who gives life.
我跟你们所讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words that I spoke to you, they are spirit and they are life.
所以我们对主耶稣哈说或者这么说哈，我们对圣经的领会啊，也要有同样的一个心态。
This should be the attitude we have in order to understand the scripture.
如果单单从字句里头来明白圣经呢，那不能叫我们得生命。
We cannot just try to understand what Jesus was trying to teach just literally by through his letter.
这就是保罗所说的哈，字句是叫人死的。
Because the letter kills.
啊，叫人活的乃是灵。
But the spirit gives life.
所以呢，讲到这里呢，哈，我们呢就不能没有圣灵。
So.All these we must understand. We cannot live without the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也说嘛，哈，你们离了我，什么都不能做。
Jesus said that apart from me, you can do nothing.
这个我呢，是在约翰福音十五章啊，是讲到圣灵里的我，耶稣。
When Jesus said apart from me, it's in John 15 where he referred to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ.
特别在这个新约的时代
In this New Testament time,
尤其是圣灵的时代
It's the time of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵显明神为我们所预备的
Only the Spirit reveals what God has prepared for us.
是圣灵来显明基督。
The Holy Spirit came to reveal Christ.
是圣灵来荣耀基督。
And he comes to glorify Christ.
是圣灵来把基督带来。
Only through the Spirit he ushered in the Christ revealed.
使基督能够住在我们的里面。
So the indwelling Christ will be a reality.
使我们也能够住在基督的里面。
And we can dwell in him.
所以当耶稣说我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
So when Jesus said, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
就是我们要领受他的生命之道。
We learn to receive this word of life.
我们也要领受他所赐给我们的生命之灵。
And to receive that spirit of life.
那个圣灵在罗马第八章是说生命的灵。
And in Romans 8, the Holy Spirit was referred as the Spirit of life.
换一句话说，我们要相信主所说的话。
So we must learn to believe in the word of God.
相信圣经所说的。
Believe what the Bible teaches us.
然后要领受圣经所说的圣灵。
And to receive the Spirit in
要被圣灵所充满，
We must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后我们才能够领会耶稣所讲的这些话。
Then can we truly comprehend what Jesus was saying?
所以保罗说，这个世上的人如果想凭自己的智慧要来认识基督呢，是不可能的。
That's why Bible says it's impossible for people in this world trying to understand the Scripture.Just by their reasoning, their mind.
所以保罗为以弗所的教会祷告。
So Paul prayed for the saints in Ephesus.
求父神将他那个赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That the Father may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们真知道他。
In the knowledge, the true knowledge of him.
照明我们心中的眼睛，
that our minds be enlightened.
使我们知道这个恩召是有何等的指望。
So we can know the hope of our calling.
所以我们要认识耶稣，要得着耶稣，要经历耶稣，只有在圣灵里面。
So only through the Holy Spirit can we truly know Jesus.
因为保罗说，神为爱他的人所预备的只有神借着圣灵才显明出来。
That's exactly what Paul said. Only by the Spirit are these things revealed.
我们如果要明白圣经，
in order to understand the Scripture,
我们要知道谁与我们同在。
To really understand or to know that God is with us.
基督怎么样在我们里面活着？
How Jesus lives or dwells in us.
都需要有圣灵的经历。
All is.
都需要被圣灵来充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这就是新约的意思。
That is the meaning of the New Testament.
这就是我们唱的新歌。
That is the new song we sang.
这也就是显明的基督的意思。
That is the meaning of the unveiled Christ.
所以当我们来吃这个饼杯的时候，
So while we partake this bread,
我们看一看马太福音第26章。
Shall we turn to Matthew 26?
这是主耶稣最后交代，也是说明他为什么要设立这个薄饼这个圣餐。
Here Jesus explained why he established this.
26节到30节。
Verse 26 to 30.
他们吃的时候呢，耶稣拿起饼来说祝福就拨开，递给门徒说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来感谢了，就递给他们说，你们都喝这一个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人所流出来的。但我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄酒，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
Verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
所以主耶稣讲到这个饼就是他的身体。
This bread again is his body.
所以我们来吃这个饼就是吃喝他的身体。
So as we partake this bread, we are partaking himself, his body.
我们喝这个杯呢，也就是他所说的喝他的血。
As we drink this cup, we are drinking his blood.
属灵的意思呢，就是我们要领受他的生命之道。
Spiritual meaning is that we must receive the word of life.
我们要相信他的救恩。
To trust in his salvation.
你讲到血，就是他所完成的那个神的救恩。
And blood speaks also about the salvation he has accomplished for us.
换句话说，每一次我们来擘饼喝杯的时候，
In other words, whenever we come together breaking the bread,
都要想到我们是领受我这位复活的主。
We must again be reminded we are receiving this risen Christ.
也要接受他所为我们成就的救恩。
And to receive the salvation he has accomplished.
这个意思就是他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified.
然后他从死里复活。
Yet he resurrected.
他说我的身体也有这个他复活的这个主的意思，复活的生命。
So this body also referred to this resurrected Christ, that life of resurrection.
所以我们在这里吃饼喝杯。
So as we partake this bread and the cup.
外面吃的是个饼，喝的是杯。
Always speaking, yes, it's the bread and the juice.
可是我们的里面，我们灵里面的领受，就是接受耶稣是我们的生命。
But in our spirit, we know we are receiving Him as our life.
还有主耶稣讲到这个吃与喝。
And Jesus also talked about eating and drinking.
他不是说我们要用嘴巴来吃，要用嘴来喝。
He wasn't merely referring to that we just eat with our mouth and then drink with our mouth.
他是说到我们要用我们的心灵来吃喝。
But rather in spirit we partake.
他为什么用这个吃喝这两个比喻呢？
Why he used the term eat and drink?
就是因为我们活着的人呢，都知道。 我们需要吃和喝才能活着。
Because we all know that we must eat and drink in order to live.
我们每天都要吃喝。
Every single day.
才能够活。
In order to live, in order to survive.
主耶稣就说，如果你要是活得有力量，你如果要活出我所要的那样子，你就需要吃和我。
So Jesus was saying that if you want to live the life with the power I promise you, you must learn to eat and drink of me.
这就是为什么我们需要天天读经，天天祷告。
As Christians, we read scriptures every day and pray every day.
天天来亲近主，等候主。
And every day we draw nigh to him.
还有就是为什么我们需要彼此的这样的交流相交。
And we fellowship with one another.
这个社会上如果没有这个社交交往，这个人类是很枯燥的，没有那个生命的交流。
You know, as human being, we need to associate with one another. Otherwise, life is quite boring.
那么这个吃喝最后一个意思，也就是享受的意思。
And the last meaning I want to share with you, eating and drinking also speaks of enjoyment.
我们不仅是在擘饼聚会的时候吃喝主。
Not only we should learn to enjoy Him during the breaking of bread.
我们在每一次聚会的时候都是在吃喝主。
Yet we need to understand every time we are gathered together, we are eating and drinking of Him.
如果我们每一次聚会时候都相信耶稣所说的，我就在你们中间。
If we truly believe that every time we are gathered, that Jesus Himself is indeed in our midst.
你们无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
If they promise that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am.
他在我们中间做什么？
What is He doing in our midst?
刚才我们已经读过了，他是生命的粮。
We read earlier, He is the bread of life.
他要我们来吃喝。
He desires that we can eat of Him and drink of Him.
一个好的聚会。
A good meeting.
是叫人得饱足的聚会。
That we can be satisfied.
一个会聚会的基督徒。
A Christian who knows how to congregate or how to be in a good meeting.
他知道在聚会中来吃喝享受住。
He's the one who learned how to enjoy the Lord in every single meeting.
好多时候我们都可以吃喝住。
It's so easy or so accessible to us.
可是我们有好多基督徒未必都知道哈，耶稣与我们同在。
Sadly, not many Christians truly understand that Jesus is in our midst.
多数的基督徒。
The majority of Christians
都知道来聚会。
They know go to the how to go to. I mean, they know they need to go.
来听到，来唱诗。
To hear good sermon, to sing songs.
甚至于来祷告，来查经。
Or even to pray, to study the Bible.
虽然做了这一些哈，却不知道啊，来享受主的同在。
They can practice every single one of those, yet they have not learned to enjoy the.
这个新约时代的聚会。
The gathering in the New Testament time.
实在说来，是我们享受这位复活的主。
Is indeed the meeting that His people can come and enjoy this resurrected Christ.
享受他的爱。
To enjoy His love.
享受他的救恩。
To enjoy His salvation.
享受他所赐给我们的平安和喜乐。
To enjoy the peace and the joy that is from above.
使我们大家在一起哈。享受主的时候就是聚会。
Together we enjoy Him.
那我们个人也可以享受主。
And individually that's true too.
你个人呢在等候神的时候。
As you wait upon the Lord.
还有读经祷告的时候。
As you read your Bible and pray to Him.
主的话不是说吗，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Did not the Lord promise that you draw nigh to me and I draw nigh to you?
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
He who waits upon the Lord shall be renewed in their strength.
那都是他是生命的粮，等着我们要来吃的。
He is the bread of life waiting for us to partake.
有时候我们如果没有吃饭呢，就没有力量。
And often if we skip a meal or two, we feel weak.
吃了以后我就有力量。
But once we eat, then we are strengthened.
所以我们要懂得在聚会中享受神的同在。
So learn to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
享受他的生命之道。
To enjoy that word of life.
享受那个恩膏运行在我们当中。
To enjoy when the anointing is working in our midst.
享受弟兄姐妹所做的生命的见证。
And to enjoy the fellowship, the testimonies from one another.
有时候我读到弟兄姐妹的见证，我就很多供应。
Sometimes I read the stories, the testimonies from brother and sister, I was fed.
因为那是生命的见证。
Because those are the testimonies of life.
也就是耶稣所说的生命的粮。
And they become the bread of life to me.
是耶稣在他们身上所做的。
Because I see what the Lord is doing in their lives.
所以我们今天呢是这样的来薄饼来喝饼。
Thus shall we break the bread.
那耶稣交代门徒的时候，你们如此行哈，为的是纪念我。
So Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
不是单单纪念耶稣的事。
Not just remember that He died for us.
乃是纪念耶稣这些教训。
But the words He spoke.
纪念耶稣已经复活了。
to remember that he is risen.
纪念耶稣所说的话。
The words that he has spoken.
他在我们当中。
He is in
他是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
他要我们来吃喝。
And he wants us to eat and drink.
我们如果这样吃喝呢，他就在我们里面。
When we eat of him and drink of him, he is in us.
我们就在他里面。
We are in him.
你如果明白了这个薄饼的意义
If we truly understand the meaning of breaking of bread,
你就知道为什么当初的教会啊，他们天天薄饼
You understand why in the early days the churches they break bread every single day.
因为那个时候五旬节刚来哦，复活的主在他们的里面
When the Pentecost came that the risen Christ was so real in their midst,
那个主与他们同在
and the Lord was with them.
所以他们就天天薄饼吃喝
so they broke bread daily.
因为主是借着这个饼啊这样的教训我们
that's how what the Lord taught us.
我真的很感谢主哈，五十多年来我领受了圣灵
I thank the Lord for over 50 years since I received the Holy Spirit.
我对于这个薄饼聚会啊我有了一个新的观念
You gave me a new understanding, a new view of the breaking of bread meeting.
在这之前呢我有17年了我就每个星期都薄饼
Prior to that, for 17 years, week after week, we break bread.
也可以说我最喜欢的是个薄饼聚会。
I can honestly say that breaking of bread is my favorite meeting.
我只觉得这个聚会很好。
The only thing I knew was, wow, this is a wonderful meeting.
但是我不明白哈这个薄饼的意义。
Yet I did not fully understood the meaning of.
如今啊，我明白了。
Now I understood.
刚才我们读的那个26章哈，还有一节我没有提。
In Matthew 26, I did not read the
verse. 那就是第29节。
Which is verse 29.
29节也是很有意思吧。
This verse is full of meaning.
但是也不太容易领会哈。
It's not that easy to understand.
但我告诉你们，那吩咐了以后啊，然后他这里说，但还有后面啊，但我告诉你们。从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁因为这是耶稣最后的晚餐呢、啊、然后他就受难被抓起来被钉在十字架上他说从今以后我不再喝这个葡萄汁直到在我父的国里同你们喝新的那个日子
So verse 29 But I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you.
这里神的国呢，乃是指的在圣灵里面。
My Father's kingdom, that kingdom is in the Spirit.
耶稣说，神的国在哪里啊？神的国就在你们里面。
Remember, Jesus once said, "Where's the kingdom? The kingdom of God is in you."
在我们里面当然就是圣灵。
In us.That refers to the Holy Spirit too.
就是内住的基督。
The indwelling Christ.
换句话说，耶稣说，我今天跟你们喝了，以后就不再跟你们喝葡萄汁了。
In other words, he said, I'm eating and drinking this fruit.
一直到圣灵来的时候。
Until the day the Holy Spirit came.
你要注意，他说，我同你们喝新的日子。
And then say, I drink it new with you.
这是一个新的日子
It's a new day now.
是耶稣同我们在这里享受
Which is when Jesus enjoying the meal with us.
当我们聚会吃喝的时候他当然在我们中间
When we are gathered, of course he is here.
我们要来享受
Come and enjoy him.
这个薄饼聚会也是我们应该最有享受的聚会
We must enjoy him.
他特别地告诉我们这个意义
Because he has explained to us what it is about.
因为我们都可以啊来吃喝他自己
Everyone can have the access.
有的弟兄姐妹呢他明白这个意思了
Some brothers and sisters once they understand.
他就会说哦我们的吃喝主啊吃喝享受主啊
We use the phrase, we are eating of the Lord, drinking of the Lord, and we are enjoying the Lord.
所以让我们今天呢来吃喝享受主。
Shall we not come and just enjoy?
而且不要忘记哈，在每一次聚会里头，你都可以吃喝享受主。
And be reminded again, in every single meeting, you can enjoy the Lord.
还有你个人等候神、读经、祷告的时候，也可以吃喝主。
Even in your personal devotion time, you can enjoy the Lord.
你要记得耶稣所说的话。
Remember the word Jesus spoke.
我的肉真是可吃的。
My flesh is food indeed.
我的血真是可喝的。
My blood is drink indeed.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我们要吃喝。
Let's come and eat and drink.
Let us eat of Him, Jesus. Let us drink of Him. 赞美主耶稣。好，我们一起预备我们的心，好，我们来吃喝赞美主。好，我们要唱一首诗歌，再来唱，享受主。Oh yes, Lord Jesus， 我心得满足。32首。Number 32, let's prepare our hearts to partake of the communion.
我的生命渴望更久，
We want to lift you up and give you glory. All the glory belongs to you.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 饼就是我们的生命，你这个杯里就是你的血，也是我们的生命。主啊，真让我们用一颗来爱你的心来领受，因为我们不能从我们的思维，不能从我们的逻辑当中得到满足，唯有你自己才是我们的生命。主啊，今天让我们敞开我们的心，哦，让我们用我们的灵来领受你所为我们所预备的，那丰盛的生命在我们的在我们的里面。主啊，让我们能够寻得你，从里面能够找到你，让我们的心不再在这个世上满足，来在你的里面得到满足，因为你来就是要拯救我们，就是要给我们赐新的生命。主啊，我们要这个新的生命，让我们能够展现，能再活。能再活在这个世上，能活出你的国度的样子。
哈利路亚！
谢谢你为我们所舍弃的这一切。哦，主啊，你在你的国度当中，哦，在那个神的国当中，跟我们一起合心，我们纪念你在这个时候。谢谢你，奉耶稣的名。
哈利路亚！哈利路亚！My soul, so long is free. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through His blood I come and say,
中文一起来。Chinese 唱副歌这个唱得有力量，所以要多吃多喝多多的吸收耶稣基督的生命。嗯，这些只是一个标记，这是主告诉我们，他要我们领受的是他的自己，他的身体就是他的自己，他的血就是他所为我们成就的救恩。These are emblems which remind us that He is our life, and we are to partake of His life. His body is His life, Himself, and His blood represent the full, complete salvation He has accomplished. So let us just eat with thankfulness, family too. Let us eat the bread, family. For saving my soul, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being well. Thank you, Lord. My friend is your world. Thank you, salvation.间，我们请我们的老朋友，多年前在纽约第九教会啊一起聚会的，Brother Carl Summer, we want to welcome him and his dear wife Hildegard and his son Steve and daughter-in-law.Yes, and you're all welcome, and all of you are welcome. We would like to hear from Brother Carl. Brother Carl, before they moved to Houston, he was the really associate pastor of an oldas a friend of ours, Frank Posta, at Olson Park in New York. And that's where my wife, my family, Sister Chow and the children attended while we were living in New York. We'd like to hear. 我们想去那个 Carl Summer 的弟兄来跟我有一点的分享。他以前是纽约立基务一个分会的一个助理牧师，他是代职的，以前是在高中啊是当老师，退休以后他就搬到休斯顿，而且写了很多关于啊儿童的这个书籍。他不是用这个传福音的方式，他就是用这种教育的方式哦，里面呢包含着一些圣经的一些个教导，所以他的书销路很好，在中国听说说是几十万本，中国政府向他有订。Yeah, will you come up here, Brother Carl? We want to hear from you. 赞美主，好吧，还是要麻烦啊，铁证弟兄，你帮他翻译一下好不好？
It was about 40 years ago that we met each other, Brother Chow and Sister Nancy.
大概40年前我们认识了周牧师师母。
I'll just give a short background of my experience.
我跟大家简短的介绍一下我的背景。
My parents come from Germany.
我的父母亲是从德国来的。
And I was born in Brooklyn, New York.
我在纽约的布鲁克林那里出生。
At the age of 5, my mother invited Jesus into her heart.
在五岁的时候，我的母亲就邀请了主耶稣到她心里。
And it made my father very, very angry.
对不起，就是我五岁的时候，我妈妈接受了主，可是那个让我的爸爸非常的生气。
One day when I was 5 years old,
有一天也是还在五岁的时候。
He happened to see my mother look out the window.
我看到妈妈从看出去，窗外看出去。
He took her by the hair, came back in the house and drug her around the room.
我看到爸爸这样抓着她的头发。
Took a chair, broke it, started hitting my mother.
他把一个椅子把它打坏，然后来
put a hole in her head, put a stigash in her head.
放在我妈妈的打我妈妈的头
and put her head through a window.
然后把她的头像窗户那样子推过去。
We were not allowed to go to that church.
所以爸爸告诉我们，我们不准去那个教会。
So I went to a dead church, got, where I was baptized, and went through confirmation.
我去了一个 dead church.
A dead church.
Okay, 一个死的
教会。Lutheran church. It was a dead Lutheran church.
一个蛮没有生命的教会。我在那边也被也确认了，我也受了洗。
But my mother would not give up her faith in Jesus.
可是我的妈妈，她一直都不放弃她的信仰。
She always had a love for the Lord.
她一直都是爱着主。
Wasn't saved.
她是救的。
I lifted weights.
我没有。还没有得救。
I used to fight.
我以前我是打 is a boxing kind of fight.
Then at 19 years of age,
在19岁的时候
I went to Ridgewood Pentecostal Church.
我到了瑞士屋的教会。
I saw authentic worship, people really worshiping God.
在那里我看到了人真正的在那边敬拜神。
And I read through the Bible in 4 to 5 months, the whole Bible.
所以在那去了那个以后，在四五个月之内，我就把圣经重新读了一遍。
I gave my life to Jesus.
那时候我真的才把我的生命再交给耶稣。
And I like what Brother Chow just said this morning.
我喜欢周牧师今天早上说的。
In Psalm 18:14 it says,
在诗篇十八篇十四节。
Oh, taste and see.That the Lord is good.
他说你们要尝一尝，尝一尝主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善。
As Brother Charles said, we should enjoy the Lord.
好像中牧师今天教导我们。
He's good.
我们要来享受主，因为他是好的。你们相不相信呢？
It's common sense, right?
这应该是常识，对不对？
I tend to be philosophical.
我的个性，我比较喜欢有哲学的。
Bible says, so taste to see the Lord is good.Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
那虽然圣经告诉我们说，你们来尝一尝就知道他是美善，那些投靠他的人有福了。
So if God's good,
所以我说，如果神是好的话
，I'm going to do whatever He wants me to do.
那我就要想要做他要我做的，
Period.
就是这么一回事。
And I am 88 years old. I'm an old man.
我今天已经88岁了，我是一个老人了。
Serving Jesus.
我还在侍奉主。
And the beauty that I have.The best is yet to come.
虽然我已经有了这么好，可是我知道还有更好的等待我前
面。What a future, Nancy! You're going to be walking again.
这是我们的。
Brother Chow, you're going to have hair.
这是我们的未来，师母你要再
走。Me too.
那周牧师，你的头上会有头发。
What a future!
我也会有头发。
Hallelujah!
我们的前途是何等的光明。
I'm not afraid to die. I'm moving, going to heaven.
我一点都不怕离开这个世界，因为我要去这个天上。
That's the hope that we have.
这是我的一个荣耀的盼望。
I'm not retired.
我永远都不要退休。
No plans of retiring.
我一点计划要退休都没有。
I wrote over 200 children books now.
我大概已经写了200多本的书。
I'm still dreaming. Got a big literacy program working on.
我还在做梦，我还有很多的事情要写。
Let me give you a little background. Then I was drafted in the Marine Corps during the Korean War.
可是我再给你们多一点背景。我后来到了这个在韩战的时候，我加入了一个
Marine Corps. Army,
oh, Marine Corps. Okay.
Yeah, Marine Corps. Direct Army.
那个陆战队的。
And God called me to the ministry.
然后神呼召我去来侍奉他。
When I was in the Marine Corps,
我在陆战队那里。
Stand up, that's my wife, my sweetheart.
我的
姐妹。Met this beautiful girl in church.
我就遇见了这个在教会里面这个美丽的。
And she could play the piano.
姐妹，她可以弹琴。
And God's calling me to the ministry.
那神呼召我进入侍奉。
I asked her out for a date.
我就邀请他跟我去约会。
We got married.
我们结了婚。
Now 63 years married.
那现在我们结婚已经63年了。
No, 64, right? 63. And then I went to Bible school, got a BA in Bible, pioneer a church.
然后我就去了圣经学校，我在那边也拿了我的学位，也开始了侍奉。
Was a multiracial housing project.
那边有一个 housing project.
All kinds of people.
Church, right? Okay. Yeah. 是一个还有各种不同种族的人的聚会。
Came out to be a predominantly black church.
可是出来结果变成一个是主要是黑人的聚会。
Yeah. And we had, a group of Chinese too. Around the corner, the Chinese. Why
the
number of Chinese children?
虽然我们有各种不同的种族,
God loves everybody.
It's
the difference what color, what shape, what, who we are. God, if you really love Jesus, you love people. Then I work part time as a tool of dye maker all the time. You know what
that kind of maker?
Tool of dye maker. Machine shop. Boom, 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 press. Anything made out of metal.
Okay, 所以那我那时候我还带着职业，我做的工作是在一个工厂里面有我做那些 machine shop， 做一些工具的东西，或是磨，或是铲，或那些东西。
Started with two kids.
一开始我们有两个孩子。
Ended up with five children.
然后最后有了五个孩子。
We have now 20 grandchildren.
那我们现在有20个孙子。
And three of them work for me today. Alright. Three of my children work for me.
我其中的三个孩子事实上是跟我一起工作， 在我的工作。
And so, and then that's when we met Brother Chow. Then I gave up the church to a black church organization.
我遇见差不多那时候遇见周牧师，我那时候就离开那个黑人的教会。
Then I became a high school teacher.
我开始成为一个 高中的老师。
Same school that John was in Newtown High School.
那个教会是我们的John弟兄他上的那个高中。
And then I got a new ministry to write.
然后我就开始了文字的事工。
Now, Brother Chow is a gifted writer.
周牧师是一个很有恩赐的作家。
He's a journalist.
他是一个记者。
Me, no.
我呢，我什么都不是。
My parents spoke German.
我的父母亲是国人。
I spoke English.
我说英文。
I just about passed the English test to graduate from high school.
我高中毕业之后，我才勉强通过我英文的测验， 勉强的毕业。
I want to share that. But then when God called me in, as a teacher to write a book,
所以当神呼召我做一个老师要开始写书的时候，
I had a study. I wrote a book. Took me 10 years to write a book.
我花了十年时间才写一本书。
And had a major impact on school reform. I talked about the school system.
可是那本书对于教育的改革有很大的影响。
I took a whole year's leave of absence from school.
所以我那时候我请了一年的假离开这个学校。
And then I felt led to go move to Texas.
就在那个时候，我察觉了神要我搬到德州。
I'm making maximum pay in New York City as a New York City high school teacher.
我在纽约那边，那时候我当老师，可是我薪水很高，大概是老师阶级中最高的了。
The pay was so poor here in Texas, I couldn't afford to be a teacher with my five kids.
可是搬到德州来以后，德州的政府。 付老师的薪水很低，所以我养不起我五个孩子。
So I went back to work in my trade.
然后又开始做我以前的。
Became a tool designer.
又开始设计那些工具的东西。
Operations manager.
又成为一个老板。
Large shop.
有一个大的商店。
Started my Bible. Started the business.
我开始做一个生意。
One machine.
有一个机器。
One machine.
只有一个，我的公司里面就一个。
And I believe.
可是我相信。
Listen, that this book, the Bible, is smarter than me.
可是我就相信一点，这本书比我还聪明。
Alright. So I did a detailed Bible study. What does the Bible teach about building a successful business?
所以那时候我做一个很详细的圣经的研究，我想说到底圣经怎么样教导我们可以有一个成功的生意。
I could talk to you for a few hours now, but I'm not this.
我也许可以花好几个小时教大家关于到底圣经怎么样说关于。
Two main verses.
可是我就在这边就给你们两节新闻。 Uno.
No, not Spanish. Number one.
第一节圣经。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
第一节是你们要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力
said,
爱你的神。我就说
，little bit， 哦，
就是你的尽心、尽你的全心，
then,
不是尽你一部分而已。
Love your neighbor as yourself。
然后呢，爱邻舍如同自己。
So love God and love people。
所以爱神，然后爱你周围的人。
The Bible says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
记得耶稣说，你们彼此相爱，世人就认出你们是我的门徒。
As a businessman,
所以我虽然是一个做生意的人，
as if I were a customer, how would I want to be treated?
我就会想说，如果我是我的客户，我会希望我跟我做生意的人会怎么对我呢？
The golden rule says,
我们记得这个 自尊的这条
诫命。You unto others,
你愿意人怎么待你
？As you want them to do unto you,
你就怎么样子待人。
So I put myself in the customer seat.
所以我总是把我自己放在做我的客户的角色。
And to make them happy,
让他们来很高兴很开心。
Within 4 years,
在四年之内
，the largest in Texas.
我成为在德州最我做的那一行最大的一个。
Nine years.
9年以后。
Largest Western Mississippi River.
在密西西比河的西边，我们公司是最大的，在我这一行。
Now we're the largest in North America.
现在是全美洲是最大的一家。
We have 85 electrical discharge machines. Especially, you go to Reliable EDM. That's our company.
所以我们是最大的一个跟电力有关的一家公司，叫做 EDM 的。你问里面去查。
Not because I'm so smart.
不是因为我这个人有多聪明。
The Bible.
而是这一本书。
Right. Now, and I have a publishing company.
我现在还有一个出版社。
I write children's books.
我写那些儿童的书。
They teach biblical principles.
他这些书教导圣经的。原则
But they don't mention God.
可是他没有特别直接的讲到神。
They won now over 100 national awards.
现在那套书已经赢得超过100个以上的奖。
We sold foreign rights to China.
我们那些书卖到中国去。
They like the awards the book won.
他们很喜欢。
A major Chinese publisher in China bought the foreign rights of Major Chinese publisher bought the foreign rights for 24 children's books, 10,000 each of them, 240,000 they printed.
所以他们印了24万册的书，他们很喜欢我写的那套书，所以24本他们买下来那个版权在那个亚洲的版权，他们买下来印了这么多套。
Year and a half later.
一年半以后
，They wanted 8,000 of 16 of the books.
他们 they printed,
they printed, yeah.
Okay, 他们这又印了8,000本了。
Yeah. And another Chinese company bought some of them from us, some other classics, some of the other 18 of the other books.
有另外一个出版社在中国又买了另外18本的版权。
They all based on biblical principles, but they don't mention God.
那些书就是完全教导人关于圣经的原则，虽然没有提到我们的主。
The Bible says, "Be wise as serpents."
这主耶稣教导我们，我们要灵巧像蛇。
And harmless as doves.
然后要驯良像鸽子。
And now I'm writing a big literacy program. I've been working on it for 25 years.
我现在正在写一个很总结的一个东西，我已经花了25年的时间预备。
Just a street kid got saved.
有一个在街上的孩子，那个他怎么样得救
？And said, I discovered Jesus is good.
然后他发现这位主耶稣是这么的好。
And I said, Well, if God is good,
然后就说如果神是这么的好
，I'll do whatever He wants me to do.
我要做，不管他要我做什么事情，我都要
去做。And that's my testimony.
这就是我的见证。
And I'm a happy old man.
我是一个很快乐的老人。
And God wants you to be happy too.
知道吗？神也要你们都很快乐。
And the key.
可是到底这个秘诀在哪里？
To really being a Christian, how do you love people? How much do you love people?
你们如果真是一个基督徒的话
，Do you share Jesus？
有一个很重要的关键是你
，Do you want to share him？ You want to love other people？
你到底想不想有多想要爱你
周围的人 ？By this shall all men know that you are my disciples。
主耶稣讲说，你们彼此相爱
，Do you love one another？
你们彼此相爱，世人就认出，世人就认出你们是我的门徒，爱所有的人。
And that's why I'm still working.
这是为什么我到这个年纪我还在上班。
I have no plans to retire.
我一点计划要退休都没有。
Thank you, Brother Chow. Thank you for your influence.
Thank
you. It was a very inspiring book. Read the book.
谢谢钟牧师，他写的一些书是很启发性的。你们要。
And I had all kinds of things like this, but the Bible says all things.
我有很多很多弯弯曲曲的事情。
Work together for good.
我经历过很多的曲折，可是圣经告诉我们，万事都要互相效力。
Good God，
因为他是这么好的一位。
And go and be happy, as Brother Chow said.
所以你们可以去，真的活出一个很喜乐的生活。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 我快乐，耶稣真爱，一起站起来。我快乐，耶稣真爱我，我要高唱哈利路亚，耶稣真爱我。I'm so glad Jesus loves me. I'm so glad Jesus loves me. I'm so glad Jesus loves me.Glory, hallelujah, Jesus
loves me. 耶稣在我心 Jesus in my heart.
我快乐耶稣在我心我快乐耶稣在我心我快乐耶稣在我心我要高唱 hallelujah, 耶稣在我心
注意我同在
我快乐主与我同在主与我同在我快乐主与我同在我要高唱哈利路亚啊主与我同在哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈啊哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈哈
哈 Rejoice always in the Lord. 要常常的靠主喜乐，千万不要常常生气。更不要常常发脾气生气发脾气啊，都是伤害我们的灵性的哈利路亚要常常 always rejoice 的哦，谢谢主耶稣把荣耀归给主哈利路亚我们一起祷告谢饭也要为我们的朋友老弟兄祷告赞美主 Hallelujah I notice the food is here We are about to eat You're all invited to Have some Chinese food with us If you like 赞美主 Oh thank you Lord Jesus Hallelujah Dear Lord we thank you for your presence In our midst We thank you for your words Lord We thank you for The testimony of a brother Carr, we thank you for all that you have done for him and through him, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that your hand of blessings shall be upon our brother Carr and all that he is doing for you. May you be glorified in all that he is doing. Lord Jesus, we thank you. He's in your hand, and we're all, Lord Jesus, in your hands. As the new year, Lord, is approaching, we pray, Lord Jesus, that your presence
shall be manifested in a greater way, Lord, in all of us. And then your love shall be poured out and also manifested, Lord, in and through lovers, so that people may know that we are your disciples. We are your children. Hallelujah. 主啊，你要让他们饱饱的回去。你说的，凡来到你面前的，必定不饿。哦，主啊，凡喝你所赐的水，就永远不渴。但愿这些是成为他们的生命，成为他们的丰富。特别是在新的一年当中，你要祝福，主啊，桌上的食物，也祝福我们聚餐的时候的交谈。 We offer our thanksgiving, Lord, for the food we are about to partake. And continue, Lord, be with us and bless our conversations, Lord, as we eat together. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.